The transfiguration of Jesus is one of the most profound mysteries in the New Testament. We don't know exactly what happened, why it happened, or exactly what it means. The gospel writers simply tell the story without explanation. Jesus, together with his friends, went to the top of a high mountain. While they were there, his face became as dazzling as the sun, and his clothes as radiant as light. Why did it happen? And what does it mean? Even the three that were there and saw it were baffled by it. So how can we explain it? The best that we can do is wonder and speculate. Someone said, the transfiguration of Jesus was the consummation of his human life, the natural issue of all that preceded it. In other words, the radiant Christ was a demonstration of humanity at its very best. This event in the life of Jesus has never been duplicated in the life of any other person, but we can all relate to it. We have seen our friends at their best. We have known days when we too have been at our best. We have also known when we have been at our worst. Good times and bad times are an inevitable part of living. Alternating moods characterizes every life. The decisive question is, which do we believe? Or which do we base the meaning of our lives, our best days or our worst? We ask too much if we expect not to have bad days. They come. So the question is not whether such times come, but whether, when they do, are we at their mercy? When the bad times come, can we still trust and base our lives upon our best? We need to remind ourselves of one more thing. It is often the experience of adversity that calls out our best. Our Lord faced that. He had bad days too. Immediately following the transfiguration experience, he descended the mountain to find his other disciples floundering in frustration and failure. But he rose above such days and lived his life at its best. We need to live the same way, to believe in our best days, even when the bad arise. God love you.